I'm a very impatient patient. It's 5:44 and I've been up coughing for just over an hour, and Matt is now coughing, and actually his coughing is worse than mine today, which is not very good at all. He's in a bit of a coughing state, poor lamb. I think he probably ought not to go to work tomorrow, today, in a couple of hours, because his coughing's really bad. And actually, I wouldn't be surprised if he's heading for a chest infection as well. Poor little guy. Anyway, or big guy, whatever. The thing that really makes me cross, and the reason I don't do being ill very well, is that I get very impatient, and I always just think I should be better, you know, sort of the next day. And the thing that makes me really cross is where I spent most of Saturday on the sofa under a duvet, and then pretty much all of Sunday either in bed or on the sofa, resting in order to get well. And then, you know, I get up on Monday and I'm still not well, because it feels so unjust that I've put in all that effort into getting well by not doing anything and getting bored out of my brain, and then I'm still not better. It just seems very unjust about that. Doctor was very good yesterday, excellent in fact. I mean, the NHS is just marvellous. I rang up at 8:30 to get an appointment. 9:30 I was in there seeing a doctor who diagnosed, listened to my chest, found an infection, and gave me a prescription and sent me on my way. After having also reviewed the routine blood tests that the surgery makes me do every so often as well, all for free, incidentally. As I sort of left the surgery, she said, "Oh, well, look, take care of yourself, because you're obviously, you know, you've got, this is a very bad cough, and plenty of rest." And I said to her, "Well, I'm off to work now." And she said, "Oh, dear." And I said, "Yes, I know. I've already had that discussion with my husband." Because Matt, actually, if it was up to him, would have had me at home all week, under the quilt, you know, fluids and paracetamol every 4 hours. And actually, you know, feeling like I feel now, 2 weeks in nearly, it'll be 2 weeks on Sunday since I got sick. Actually, probably, it would have been the best thing for me with hindsight. Still, you can never admit that to your husband, because he will know that he's right. And obviously he can never be right, because that's one of the laws of marriage. Anyway, so I hate being sick. I really hate most of all the fact that every extra day that I'm not feeling very well, although I've got a really bad cough, or that somebody at work says to me, "Oh, you shouldn't be here." Or I cough on the train on the way to London and people actually clear out of the way and go and move seats to escape my cough. I hate it. I hate it. And that's not even, the worst thing is the absolute complete boredom. Even though you try and keep yourself entertained with films or books or, I don't know, something. I'm just one of those people that needs to be doing something or be seeing people or be talking to people. I was reading some stuff on Myers-Briggs the other day, and it said that extroverts relax by seeing people and talking to people. And I think that's true of me. If I'm left to myself too long, I'll go a bit mad. Anyway, it's 5:47, hence the rather introspective nature of this audio boo. Well done if you've made it this far.